It's episode 210, and we've got plugins for WooCommerce offers, login security, easy site importing, eliminating user registrations, link libraries, and a plugin that serves up ads in the admin area. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you have to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the southwest of Canada. I'm John Overall.
And from the southwest of the U.S., Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And of course, we got the usual great show lineup for you here today, but don't forget right off the top, we got the usual reminders. You can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes Store.
Yes, those iTunes reviews help us out immensely. We greatly appreciate that. It keeps us high up within the ratings and rankings within iTunes. Also, a quick reminder, if you're on Twitter, which I don't know why you wouldn't be, you can also follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little self-promotion. We are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix their broken websites. So if you break it, I can fix it. Doesn't matter how, whether you've been hacked, cracked, or you just installed some plugin that white screened you. Pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And a reminder, GoDaddy promo code plugin 149 gives you $49.com domains. And if you can't use it yourself, help us out and promote that on Twitter, on your site, to your friends, to your mailing list. I would greatly appreciate that. GoDaddy promo code plugin 149.
All right. And following up with what we started last week, some of our reviews from around the globe, I'm going to pull up a couple more from a couple of different countries. We'll start with Spain. This one here was delivered to us by Ollie DeGreff from Spain. Good podcast. Very helpful to find new and useful plugins. Good quality. Thanks a lot, Ollie.
Thank you.
And we've got a couple here from the States. One, this podcast is awesome when it comes to keeping up with some of the latest WordPress plugins. That in itself is worthy of 5 stars. However, there's not a week that goes by that these guys are not begging for people to rate their show. This is annoying. The audio is very elementary. Lots of distracting gray noise in the background. Hey, one day we'll fix that. And sometimes impossible to understand, but you guys want to be rated excellent. Turn your attention to the technical and bring that stuff up to snuff. Well, he still rated us quite highly. Thanks a lot there, DJE.
Yes, and we have to beg because otherwise no one would do it.
Yep. And then we've got one from the UK. Thanks so much to John and Marcus for all the work you put into this podcast. There are so many WordPress plugins, it's really difficult keeping up to date. I listen regularly to your podcast whilst driving, and you often suggest plugins for purposes I haven't even considered, but that are just what I need. Your friendly, chatty style not only makes your program pleasant to listen to, it also makes it easier for me to remember your great suggestions when the occasion arises. That's from Hooperman in the UK. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate all of your reviews. I'm going to read one, too. One of the better WordPress podcasts. They do a quick review of WordPress news at the top of the show, a couple listener questions, some reviews, and usually 6 plugins are reviewed, old and new. They do an excellent job of identifying new plugins new to the WordPress repository, so there's always something new. On top of it all, they have great show notes, really helpful and responsive on Twitter and email. And that's true. That's from Michael Q. And anytime that you tweet John or myself about anything WordPress related or, you know, on our Facebook page or any of that stuff, I'll help you out. Yeah. I know John does, too. Well, I, I'll help anybody find any plugin. Just ask.
Yeah, just ask. The best way to get me is usually though via email or off the contact form on the website. I tend to respond to those faster than I do Facebook or Twitter.
Nice. Yeah, Twitter's the thing for me. If you're looking for something, just and please don't direct message me. Keep it out in the open. That way others that are looking for the similar kinds of plugins that you are can also benefit from that conversation.
There you go. Thanks a lot to all our great listeners out there. Keep up the great work and keep them them reviews rolling in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything in the interesting world of WordPress news this week?
Well, as you mentioned, great interview with Matt Mullenweg, founder of WordPress, with Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Work Week.
Oh, yes, yes. We were actually talking about that one offline before we started the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
What have you gotten out of the interview so far? I know you've listened to it a little further than I have.
I've listened to almost all the interview, and it's great. It's a couple of guys sitting down, drinking tequila shots, and, well, they're actually sipping tequila, not drinking shots, and they're just chatting, and you actually learn a lot about Matt and the early days of WordPress and how it started and why some of the decisions were made, a bit about their hiring practices, you know, some how they got their seed money. There's a lot of really great information. It's a long interview. It's over 2.5 hours long, but it's a really, really great interview. You can find a link to it off of our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/WordPressPluginsA to Z and check it out, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing that interview. I just listened to the first few minutes of it, and Matt's always been a fascinating guy. He was in just the short time that I got to spend with him at WordCamp San Francisco. And, boy, I look forward to hearing that because I'm going to be talking to Matt with Jeff Chandler on WordPress Weekly coming up in the coming weeks, I'm told. So that's a great prep for me, and I appreciate you bringing that one to light, John.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps it up. It must be time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Yep, let's roll it out.
All right, off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got this week here is one to help eliminate those scammy registrations on your website. So if you run a WordPress website and you have absolutely no need for registrations, in other words, your website is just content that you put out and you allow comments and other miscellaneous and contact back, but you don't need people to register on the site, this is a great plugin for you. If you need registrations, not so good. So what it does, you install it, turn it on. There are no settings for it. And what it does is it deactivates the registration page completely and redirects people to the login page if they try to register, thereby just eliminating that problem entirely from your site. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, seems to work pretty well. So I gave it a straight 4 Dragon rating.
Cool. Yes, I would say 99.9% of my sites don't need registration. It's just me. So this doesn't interfere with just creating a user, though, does it?
No, it doesn't interfere with creating a user because that's done in the back end in the administration area. This eliminates that front-facing registration page that spammers always find, and you end up with registrations. Even though you can tick the box that says no registrations, I've done it on sites, and for some reason I get people trying to register, and I'm like, wait a minute, I have it shut off. Not sure how they get through it, but this eliminates it entirely.
Cool. Well, John, I saw this plugin in the repository and I went, no way. No way. This is just no way. It's called Easy Site Importer. And by no way, I meant no way did somebody really make something this cool. It makes the process of migrating a site much, much easier. And by when I say a site, I'm not talking about a WordPress site, John. I'm talking about any website, any content management system. I don't care if it's HTML. What this does, you enter the URL of the site. It loads up kind of this little page. It scans the target site and finds different sections of the site that have content. And this plugin actually scrapes that content and makes posts and things out of it.
That's pretty cool.
So this is really awesome if you're going to migrate client sites, even if they're not WordPress, and scrape some of their posts and contents off of it. It's probably really great for affiliates and duplicate content people that just want to embed their links in it. It's pretty unbelievable. It didn't do things like yanking out YouTube clips and stuff like that, but it grabbed the text for sure. So while not fully complete, I think this is a pretty cool plugin and definitely something worth trying if you have a website that's really tough to migrate that may not be WordPress or some other site that you think that you can just grab some content and make some content of your own out of it. That's great too. I noticed it kept it in draft when I pulled everything in, so that was nice that it didn't automatically just flood my entire website with somebody else's stuff. But I did it on a stage site anyway, so it really didn't matter. So overall, I thought this is a pretty good plugin, pretty good outside-the-box thinking here, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's pretty useful. I could see it as being quite useful. I mean, I know it's hard to believe in this day and age, but I still have to migrate an old HTML website to WordPress. And this could save a lot of cut and pasting.
Well, 75% of the internet is not WordPress, yeah. Right?
Well, I know, but it just doesn't seem that way some days. But yeah, there's a lot to this that make it very useful and a very time-saving device. All right.
Yeah, if it had scraped everything verbatim, including some of the JavaScript and iframe codes and stuff like that that I tried to pull off of this other site, it would have been a 5 easily.
Oh, yeah.
But it just went under the mark, so I had to give it a 4.
All right, well, the next one I've got up here is called Login Security Solution. And what this one's for, this is a useful utility to help you secure your website, and it does several things to help keep it secure. One of the biggest things that happens to WordPress websites is the constant dictionary attacks on the login of your site. And what this one does is it monitors login attempts from IP addresses and then usernames and accounts. And what happens every time a dictionary attack is thrown at a particular username, each successful attack is slowed down until it hits a point where it's just locked, where the IP is locked. The other thing that happens with it is that if an account happens to get breached and it suspects the breach due to several attempts to log in and suddenly getting in, it causes that account to be forcefully logged out and forces a password reset, so the person has to use the password reset tool to reset their password for the account. It tracks IPs, usernames, passwords, and much more. It has several other features in it I didn't quite get into. But all in all, it looks like a pretty decent login security solution for your website to, at the very minimum, slow down those hack attempts on your website. So check it out. It's called Login Security, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Cool. See, I use Clef, and that completely takes out all passwords. You have to log in with your phone.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is great when it's a single person logging in, but
no, actually, it does multiple accounts.
Well, does it?
So that everybody has to use their app. And that's what's cool is if you're logging into my site and I look on Clef and it says that you just logged into the site and I go, hey, I only want John to be on for an hour. I can set the time limit that you're allowed to be on the site.
That's useful.
Yeah. And then it just locks you out. You're just done. After that's expired, it just the next thing you try and do, if you try and go to anywhere, even in the back end, anything, you're logged out. It's pretty cool. Okay. Let's get to the next one here. This one, I had a hard time wrapping my head around this, John, but I think I figured it out. It's called Admin Ads. And it's a pretty easy plugin that lets you show ads within the WordPress admin page.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking,
why?
Why the heck would I want to do that?
That's the first question.
What if you've got a ton of authors on your site? What if you got a ton of guests or customers or things like that that log in to their account or things like that on the back end? There's a million things I could think of. But then I realized you can add any HTML code to this. So it doesn't really have to be an ad. It could be a widget to something, like a SpeakPipe. It could be, anything. I mean, any kind of HTML that you would want some function on the back end to be. Maybe that's you RSS feed embedding something in the admin area so that you can take a look and get inspired about what to write about. Any of those things. You can embed a channel for YouTube so you can have like the latest news or something like that on there. Anything. So now I get it. Now I understand. I don't really need to show ads on the back end, but I can use this HTML embed to put other things in there. So I thought it was a pretty useful idea, at least in the way that I figured out how to use it. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That does sound like a very good use for it. Mm-hmm. The ad part, yeah, I couldn't quite figure that out. All right, well, the final one I've got here today, this one kind of harkens back to the good old days of building links on your website, but there are uses. This is called Link Library. And what it's designed to do is to help you curate link lists on your website and display on a single page. Now, the good old days of creating links to link back to other websites and other things, probably not the best thing nowadays, but there are good uses for this plugin. Say you have a website that you need to offer up resources, such as a tax preparer. They want to offer resources to all the government links for downloading additional forms. Well, this is a great plugin for creating that list of curated links. You could use it to also create a list of your favorite resources that you want to point people to. And you can also set the links on it as nofollow. So that's a benefit to it nowadays, very important sometimes. The other great thing, too, you could do is you can set up a page and let people manually submit links to your website if you want. I believe it has a spot in there to determine whether or not you approve those links or not. Could be useful, maybe not, but all in all, I like the link library part of it for, like, I have clients where we've been doing some convoluted methods or manual methods of building the links. This would be a nice way to sort of make that process a little more centralized for maintaining link lists of resources. So check it out, Link Library. I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Cool. Yeah, the art of the link is almost dead.
Yeah.
All right, finally, we're going to wrap up the show with a pretty cool plugin if you use WooCommerce. This one is called Offers for WooCommerce, and this plugin lets you add a Make an Offer button to products, and it gives them a form that potential buyers can enter the details and submit their offer. Email notifications go out for all new offers, accepted offers. You can counter offer and decline an offer. And it's all managed within WordPress and WooCommerce, just like you would any other order. So I thought this was great. If you've got some things to sell that perhaps you'll just take the best offer, then this one is for you. So I rated it 4 out of 5.
Could be very useful. Excellent. All right, well, that covers up in this episode. I covered up disable WP registration page, which I gave a 4 to, login security solution, which I gave a 4 to, and then link library, which again, I gave a 4 to.
And much of the same flavor, I gave Easy Site Importer a 4 out of 5, Admin Ads 4 out of 5, and Offers for WooCommerce a 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. New images being added soon. Check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And a reminder, you can use GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30, that's PLUGIN30, to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. And you can do it with WordPress hosting. So check it out for yourself. GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30.
And of course, little reminders, don't forget to stop in at iTunes. Give us a rating. We'd greatly appreciate it. Blueberry.com or at Stitcher Radio.
And how can they find us online, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at MarcusCouch, and remember to follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.